This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Seoul and Tokyo officials say North Korea fired a short-range missile into the sea in its latest weapons test. The South Korean government held an emergency National Security Council meeting and expressed regret over the North's launch. South Korea's military said the object fired from a mountainous northern province flew toward the eastern sea. A ballistic missile launch would violate a UN Security Council ban on North Korean ballistic activities, but the council typically doesn't impose new sanctions on North Korea for launches of short-range weapons. U.S. Senate Republicans blocked a bill to keep the government going. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has this from Associated Press.
Ratcheted up on the White House and Democratic leaders in Congress Monday night as Republicans in the Senate blocked a bill that would keep the government operating and allow an increase in the federal debt limit. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The Republican Party has now become the party of default.
But with a possible federal shutdown looming, Republican Senator Dan Sullivan refused to let the GOP take the blame.
They control all branches of government. The majority leader clearly knows they could fix that right now.
It all came as President Joe Biden worked behind the scenes to get his $3.5 trillion federal overhaul package passed. Democrats now plan to strip debate over the debt limit when they try again to pass a government funding bill before Thursday's deadline. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The country of Georgia vowed today to arrest exiled former president and opposition leader Mikhail Saakashvili if he returns for upcoming local elections, seen as a key test for the increasingly unpopular ruling party. Georgia's Prime Minister Irakli Garabashvili said that if Saakashvili sets foot on Georgian soil, he will be immediately arrested. The founder of Georgia's main opposition force, the United National Movement, Saakashvili is wanted by Georgian authorities. This is VOA News. Israel's prime minister has denounced Iran and ignored Palestinians in a United Nations speech. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In his maiden UN speech, Naftali Bennett made no mention of Israel's decades-long conflict with the Palestinians and instead sought to portray Iran as a menace to global society. Bennett appealed to the international community to stand together against Iran, accusing Tehran of marching toward the development of a nuclear weapon and threatening to act alone if the world does not take action. After four inconclusive elections in 2 years, Bennett succeeded Benjamin Netanyahu in June by forming a diverse coalition of small and mid-sized parties spanning the Israeli political spectrum. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In the nearly 9 months since January the 6th, federal agents have tracked down and arrested more than 600 people across the United States believed to have joined in the riot at the U.S. Capitol. Getting those cases swiftly to trial is turning out to be an even more difficult task. Investigators have collected a mountain of evidence in the attack and are working to organize it and share it with defense attorneys. That mountain keeps growing with new arrests still happening practically every week. Washington's federal court, meanwhile, is clogged with January 6 cases, which more than double the total number of new criminal cases filed there all of last year. The FBI says homicides rose sharply in the U.S. in 2020, nearly 30% over the prior year. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this report.
The FBI says it's the largest one-year increase since they started keeping records. Nearly 21,600 people dying at the hands of others. While other violent crimes increased slightly, property crimes continued to fall, down nearly 8% over last year. A criminologist at Northeastern University, James Allen Fox, says with the pandemic keeping people home and the racial and political divide in the country, 2020 should be looked at as a unique year and not necessarily part of a long-term trend in increasing violence. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron was hit with an egg while he was visiting Lyon on Monday to promote French gastronomy. Footage from Lyon Mag showed the egg bouncing off the president's shoulder area without breaking as he walked through a crowd while a protester shouted Vive la Révolution. A man was arrested after the incident at the International Catering, Hotel and Food Trade Fair in the city. A spokesman for Macron's office did not answer a request for comment. Via remote, Joe Powell.